With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Mark, it's Robert Lamb.
Hey, Robert Lamb. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. I got to tell you, I am thrilled beyond belief to be able to talk to you. I have seen Chicago at least 12 times. I've even camped out to get tickets back in the 80s. So it is truly an honor to talk to you. You did a project with Jim Peterick. Everything's going to work out fine. Tell us about this project.
Jim and I, you would think that we have been lifelong friends, but we didn't actually meet face-to-face until 2016.
No kidding.
We were on the same boat. Yeah, it's very strange. But we had sort of a mutual respect for each other anyway, and we shook hands and traded CDs and said, hey, let's get together and write. So we started dabbling, writing together almost immediately. But earlier this year, Chicago was out on the road at the beginning of our 2020 tour. And I had some time in the hotels, and I put together a track, which I thought Jimmy would appreciate. I sent it to him. He got back to me right away. He said, I love this. We have to do this. We have to finish this. So he said, just give me some time and I'll get back to you. So coincidentally, this was just when news of a virus was circulating the globe. And it wasn't really a pandemic yet, but it was something to be concerned about. So sure enough, a few weeks later, we get word that the tour has been canceled and we go home. But I get the completed song with these lyrics, the title, the lyrics, Jimmy's vocal, he just knocks it out of the park. It's a perfect song for what's going on in the world now.
Well,
and in this country. So we just spent some time and, you know, got the horns on it, got the percussion on it, got Neil Donnell, Chicago's lead singer, on
right.
it. And it's something to be proud of, and I am.
Well, I talked to Jim Peterick a couple of weeks, actually, I guess it was a couple of months ago now. And, of course, we are right in the heart of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, with what happened with George Floyd in Minneapolis, this song takes on even more meaning now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I have to say that, you know, it's kind of a perfect storm of events, with Black Lives Matter and a new presidential election that may help change things. But the pandemic is a continual worry. You know, we keep hearing reports of hot spots around the country. So, yeah, I just hope that this song will bring a little bit of comfort, a little bit of positivity to the party.
I think people younger than me, when they think of Chicago, they think of You're the Inspiration, Hard Habit to Break. But when you go early in your guys' career, you guys had a lot of politically and socially motivated songs.
Well, you know, that was an era of another couple decades ago.
Right.
There was a lot of stuff going on in the 70s as well. You know, there was a war in Vietnam. There were marches to register black voters in the South. There was a Martin Luther King. There were demonstrations at universities and colleges. So it was really quite an explosive era as well. And so, you know, some of the songs we were writing were aimed at, you know, at least singing about and talking about what was going on, and hopefully maybe shed some light on some solutions.
Sure. And, you know, listening to Everything Is Going to Work Out Fine, it's got a real Chicago feel to it. Is that Jimmy, Lee, and Walter on horns, or are those other people?
No, it's not. It's other people, but The arrangement was by Nick Lane, who has done a number of arrangements for Chicago.
Gotcha.
Recordings. He's a good pal of mine, and he works really fast, which is you know, when you work with Jim Peterik, you better work fast.
Right.
And Jimmy invited or suggested that we get Chicago's lead singer, Neil Donnell, on the track. And we also got Ray Islas, Chicago's percussionist, on the track. So it's really kind of a combination of, you know, the Ides of March, Jim Peterik, and Chicago.
And I find it amazing that you and Jim hadn't really linked up when you consider how similar Ides of March were. You know, the song Vehicle has such a early Chicago rock horns feel to it. I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Yeah, me too. He's really quite a talent, and we've continued to write while after this was done and released. We've moved right into the next song that we just finished, and I've sent him a new track for him to do some stuff. So we're using this time that we have, which is really unusual, all this time at home because of the pandemic,
right?
But it's yielded some interesting music and some interesting combinations of musicians.
By the way, we've got the link up for the lyric video if you go to Q106online.com. Where can you buy the single? Or can you?
Yes, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, wherever people purchase their streams or their downloads.
So let's talk about Chicago for a little bit here. I'm a major, major fan. Like I said, I camped out for tickets for the Chicago 18 tour back at Iowa State. I think in high school I saw the Chicago 17 tour. So I've seen it with Pete Cetera. I've seen it with Jason Scheff. But I've always wondered, you know, Terry Caff, amazing guitarist, and really gave you guys the rock sound back in the day. If he hadn't passed away, do you think Chicago would have gone with that David Fosterized sound?
Oh boy, that's.
I mean, the thing is,
no, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
I've often wondered because it just, to me, it wouldn't fit with his style at all.
Yeah, well, there were a couple of things at work. There were a couple of things at work besides his passing,
right?
In the music business itself, and you know what was going on currently with Chicago itself. But I do think that had Terry stayed alive, it, you know, I'm not saying that the band would have survived as long.
Right.
He may have gone off and done a solo thing. Who knows? But I don't think that he would have been very happy with going the route of the power ballads.
Even though the power ballads are kind of, I don't know if they really saved the band, but it sure added a lot of longevity for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. You know, David's a really wonderful guy, great producer, greatest arranger, songwriter, and he was brought in to do exactly what he did.
Right.
His job was to get Chicago back on the radio, and he did that amazingly.
And I remember, you know, seeing Pete Cetera, and then he left, and there was all that turmoil. And who's this Jason Scheff guy? He was an amazing replacement. Now Jason's gone, and is it Neil?
Neil Donnell.
And he's kind of taken that role, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if you're familiar with his, you know, he's a Canadian who's one of the most familiar voices in Canada pop music.
Huh.
And on everybody's records.
No kidding.
You know, with as a background vocalist or a vocalist on his own. He's been on a couple of Chicago tribute bands in his career, but we found him, and he is such an amazing addition, not only on this new song that we're listening to, but just at his presence with Chicago has just lifted us up a little bit more, and he's just a great singer.
Well, I'll tell you what, he actually hits the high notes probably better than Jason and Pete Cetera, if you ask me.
Yes.
I mean, that's hard to do as you get older.
Yeah, I'm not asking you. Because I absolutely know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So let me say this. If you ever get a chance to see Chicago in a concert, you've got to go. Because you guys play all the hits. There's a lot of bands from your era that, hey, we have this new album. We're going to play everything off that, maybe one or two hits. You guys know that when I'm paying $60 for a ticket, I want to see Beginnings. I want to see all those songs. There's got to be a song that you really look forward to performing every night.
Beginnings is one of them, actually. It's one of the first songs that I wrote for Chicago.
Huh.
And it's we played it every night, along with a few others from the first album. But one of the things that we figured out a long time ago, the hard way, is that audiences come to hear the songs that they already know, that
right.
they already love. They want to hear them in a live context because, live. Let's face it, live music is the best.
Oh, it is.
So,
and when Lee and Jimmy getting that trombone trumpet battle there, that solo, just yeah. sounds so good.
Yeah, they love doing it too.
And there's got to be a song they're like, oh, I have to play this one again. There's got to be at least one. That you know the fans love. You're like, oh, if I didn't have to perform this one again, I'd be okay.
For me, it would probably be, I'd have to say one of the ballads.
I was thinking maybe If You Leave Me Now, simply because that's the one. Isn't it a deal where you can bid to sing it on stage?
We did when we were raising funds
right.
to raise funds for breast cancer. We did that for a number of years,
which was really
but
cool.
I have to say, now we do it. Neil performs it by himself with an acoustic guitar.
I tell you, that was the other thing. The last time I saw you guys, the last time I saw you guys at the Taxslayer Center in Moline, I loved it when each of you kind of came out and did an acoustic thing. You did Rainy Day in New York City, which I don't think I've ever seen you guys do live, except that night, and I loved it.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you. Well, I think this year I was doing a solo version of Take Me Back to Chicago.
That's one of my other favorite Chicago songs. And, you know, the song isn't really about going back to Chicago so much as it's about going back to when you were young, life was simple, you didn't have bills and a wife to make happy and everything else, right?
Yeah, yeah. Most of us spent our younger days in Chicago, so it's always a poignant moment to even try to sing without choking up.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a great song. You guys have an amazing catalog. And, of course, your newest song with Jim Peterick, Everything Is Gonna Work Out Fine. Again, you can get this on iTunes. You can watch the lyric video at Q106online.com. It has just been so cool to talk to you, Robert. I'm giddy. It's awesome.
Mark, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.